summertime injury.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. It was summertime you got injured.
Like right now, I'm injuring myself opening this break. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR.
You qualify.
203-882-9757. Everyone on with one.
Exactly.
It's in the running.
Top us.
Liz in Cheshire.
Hi.
Hi.
It was over 30 years ago. My husband and I, we were dating, and he had a boat, and we couldn't find anyone to go with us on Memorial Day, actually, over 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So we wanted to pull the tube, and you're supposed to have three people, but there's only two of us. So he gets on the tube,
and explain why three.
Because you're supposed to have somebody watching the person on the tube in case they fall off.
Right.
So
right.
The person driving is fully paying attention.
Right. The boat's going faster all of a sudden. Why is that?
That's right. So the person driving the boat doesn't need to keep looking back.
Right.
Yep.
Which is what I was doing. But that wasn't the problem.
Oh.
The problem was a big boat. We were in Moody's Reservoir, and it's shaped like a dumbbell. You know, skinny in the middle and big on the ends.
I know a person
and
like that.
I was in the middle part. And a big boat came the other direction and was throwing a huge wake. And I didn't have enough room to cross it like I should have going over it. So it hit the side of the boat and it turned the boat in completely 90 degree direction.
What happened to your tuber?
We lose you.
She's going right in a good spot.
Going in the water right now.
Yeah. And I tried to stand up to turn the boat off, but I couldn't get there in time, and the boat hit the wall, and I hit the inside of the boat.
Window. Damn.
And I totaled the boat.
Nice.
Totaled
I got
it.
Arrested.
You got arrested?
Arrested.
Damn.
I went to the hospital because I couldn't breathe, and I was really banged up. And there were people having a Memorial Day picnic, and they pulled the boat up. Now there was beer in the boat in this cooler,
right?
But we only had one. We weren't really drinking.
Yeah.
It was Monday, so the people on the boat grabbed the cooler, took all the cans that were all over the place, and put them under their picnic table. The DEEP person came, and they were like, "Were they drinking? Did you see any beer?" And they were like, "Nope, we didn't see any beer."
Great people.
Did you solid? Nice.
I went to the hospital. They wouldn't let my husband, well, at that time we were dating, wouldn't let him leave. And so they came to his house like a week later and arrested me.
Wow.
Arrested you.
He gave some jewelry.
Yeah, for driving without a spotter.
Oh.
Why didn't you just say we lost a spotter?
Yeah, we're looking for them. You didn't find him yet?
Wait, you didn't find the spotter?
He had all the beer. You find him, you find the beer.
Wow.
A drunk bastard.
How long after that did he ask you to marry him?
About 3 years.
3 or 5 years, actually.
Two and a half of good behavior.
While we're in court.
Wow, that's a great story.
We've been married over almost 35 years.
Nice.
Wow, nice. Do you have a boat?
We got another one after that, but I had so much PTSD that I wasn't comfortable, and he ended up selling it.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
Any more motorcycle people.
Yeah. All right, Liz, you're in the running for the tickets, and thank you. Glad it all worked out.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Scary stuff, man.
Seriously, man. Wow, hit the damn thing.
Well, she got injured.
Yeah.
And arrested.
Yep.
Totaled the boat.
Right. Oh, awful.
All right, we're talking about summer injuries, 203-882-9757. It's a public safety.
It is.
Message. What did we learn there, class?
Don't drink in boats. Have a spotter.
They weren't really drunk.
This is true, yeah.
It was to have a spotter.
Have a spotter,
she wouldn't have been arrested if she had.
I think you need a spotter on the tube from the boat.
Right. Seriously.
Yeah. Ashley Southbury.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My boating story is when I worked at a marina as a teenager, we rented boats, and we rented a boat to a group of people. They were out on like a work outing, and we give them a whole bunch of guidelines and things that, of course, they don't listen to. Well, they went out on the boat, and they were all drinking all day long, and the boat started coming back early, and when it got back, we found out that one of the passengers had jumped off and dived into the water off the back of the boat while the boat was running, and his entire leg got chopped up in the prop.
That's what he said?
I think so.
So got chopped, not chopped off, got chopped up, though.
Chopped up.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, it was, I looked really quick because I was a teenager, and like I was like, okay, was looking at gross things, but that one really turned my stomach.
Yeah, seriously.
That sounds like someone put a really good tourniquet on that or he would have died.
Right.
Yeah, he got immediate emergency help and he was okay, but he's very lucky. And it's another public service announcement not to jump off the back of a boat while someone's driving.
Yep. No.
Yeah, good idea.
Yes. Yes. No.
I'm gonna write that down. I will never do that. I will never do that.
Here's a safety tip.
Yeah.
If something should happen like that, you cannot tie that tourniquet tight enough.
Yeah.
As tight as possible.
It doesn't matter if they're screaming in pain because it's too tight.
Right.
Ignore
you
want to
save their life?
Yeah.
You got to tie that tight.
See their head getting bigger?
That's true.
We've had EMTs on saying that you should see that leg turning blue.
Oh.
Yeah.
There should be no blood going into that leg.
Yeah. You're either going to...
Yeah, it was...
Yeah. Oof. Boy.
It was scary.
Yeah. Okay, so...
All right, good one.
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, talking about injuries. In the summertime, it's a public service, really.
Right.
We're learning what not to do.
These are actually nurses and doctors singing.
203-882-9757. Everybody on gets in the running to see Brian Regan, Rich in Milford.
Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Good morning, you, sir.
Got a story about the kids. I had them on the weekend. My ex-wife was working. So, nice windy day. We go down to Silver Sands State Park, get the kites out.
Nice.
Trying to get the kites up in the air. I'm running with it. I'm telling my son to hold the string.
Right.
And can't get it up in the air. He says, "Dad, let me try it."
Get ED kite.
So I hold, replace. He starts running with the kite, and I'm keep going backwards. Well, he's running backwards, holding the kite, and it just about gets up in the air. And what does he do? He runs into the rock wall jetty, falls head backwards into it, splits his head open.
That's what he said. Yes. Oh,
my daughter's screaming. He's screaming. I go running to him. Wrap his head. We go running down to the Milford Hospital.
Right.
Guess who's working as a receptionist in the emergency room?
Your wife.
Let me guess.
Your ex.
Ex-wife.
Right. I was going to say your aunt. No.
Oh, yeah. This was
your neighbor.
Right.
No.
The kite builder.
Oh, man.
Screaming WTF happened.
That's not hospital protocol, by the way.
No. She was just mom at that point.
Right.
Wow.
About 6 or 7 stitches later, bring him home and, just
get
it easy with them the rest of the day.
Yeah.
How long before you had him on the weekend again?
Never.
Next weekend.
Okay.
Really? Wow.
All right.
Wasn't that mad?
I wonder what happened on her. And then something. She must be guilty of something.
Right.
Next weekend. All right.
When's how long before you
she
tried to
on the weekend?
Okay.
She works on the weekend, so I always watch the kids.
Did you ever try to fly a kite again with them?
Yes, we did.
Nice. Good for
but
you.
It was
successful.
Yes.
Nice.
But it was up at Eisenhower Park on the open football field.
There you go.
Still
field
wearing a helmet, though.
Yeah, helmet.
Padding.
Good idea.
Right.
Wow.
Good idea.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those, it's a perfect moment with your kids on the beach, then all help breaks loose.
Right.
This one's bleeding, this one's screaming, that one's screaming, then the ER, and there's the ex-wife.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
It went from heaven to hell in like an instant.
Yeah, express. Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
In about... probably 7-8 minutes or
nice.
So.
Yeah. You timed it good.
I'm sure you never heard that story again after, though.
I've been reminded of it.
Yes.
For sure.
All right, Rich. Thank you.
Great story, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're in the running for Brian Regan tickets.
Nice.
Summer injury stories. All right. So what's the lesson in that one?
Say no to the kids.
Kiting can be dangerous.
We're staying home.
If the kite doesn't want to go up, just leave it there.
Here, go
find something else to do.
Go play on your phones.
Yeah, bring a frisbee.
Go play on your phones.
Yeah, safer.
Right.
Sean and Meriden.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning. Good.
All right. Going back maybe about 7-8 years, I went over to see my uncle and my aunt at their house, and I just happened to be walking in the yard. And I looked up on their roof, and I was amazed that, like, there was something on a roof, like a branch that was pretty big on this on their roof.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, I can get that down for them because my aunt and my uncle are elderly.
Yeah.
And I was questioning, like, my cousins, all my girls, my uncle and my aunt only have girls in the family.
Right.
So I was like, I wonder how come their husbands haven't gone up there and taken care of it. So I said, I'll do it. So I'm not afraid of heights. At that time, I wasn't afraid of heights. So I climb
up
on the ladder.
At that time,
right. Things change.
The next day, different.
I climb up on that roof and run right up and forget about it. I hit moss.
Oh,
and
I
slipped and fell. But when I fell, I landed the way I landed. I was going down on my back.
Oh.
And I put my left arm down.
And I
hit the ground. And I swear to you, I'm not kidding you, I saw white. I only heard birds chirping.
Right.
I just saw white. And I'm like, all right. So I just laid there for a minute.
Like
and
a Picasso act.
I moved my feet.
Right.
I moved my left arm, and I didn't feel anything. So I said, all right, that arm must be fine.
Right.
I moved my right arm, and I didn't feel anything. So everything started coming back into color. So then I try to get up and by pushing my left hand arm and I wouldn't get up. So I moved it to my right hand and I got up. So I got up walking. I'm not feeling any pain and I'm embarrassed because I'm like, what the fuck?
What the heck?
And I walk into the house and my aunt looks at me and she goes, oh, child. And she throws a towel on my hand.
Uh-oh.
And she goes, don't look at it.
Uh-oh.
Well, stupid me. Like, why? What are you talking about? I'm not in any pain. Well, I lift up the towel, and there's my wrist completely turned around and my fingers, and I could see everything.
Oh.
I could see everything looking at me, and immediately that's when the pain kicked in.
Good timing.
I started cussing like a you know.
Sailor.
Like you just did on the air.
Yeah. A little bit more at that time.
It still hurts, huh?
Yeah.
It's still in pain.
So she's like, I'm going to wake your uncle and I'm going to get you in the car. I'm going to take you down to mid-state. So my uncle didn't get up because he just didn't hear her properly or whatever. And so she drives me down to mid-state. She runs into the hospital ward and the guy comes out pushing this wheelchair.
Action granny. Nice.
And I'm like, why are they putting me in a wheelchair? Well, this guy is pretty big. And I said, I need something for the pain. I'm hurting. And he wouldn't listen to me. So I grabbed him by his hand and I'm squeezing it with my other hand. I'm like, I need something for the pain. Well, to make a long story short, they said, well, since you passed out, we have to check your x-ray. You know, we have to check to see if you, you know, have a concussion or everything. And they still wouldn't do anything for my hand. So about 35 minutes later, they get that taken care of. The doctor sees me in the office. They put these weights on my fingers with this rope and a pulley. So he starts off with like 1 pound, 2 pounds, and my wrist is just slightly moving up. And he puts all the weight on it, and it's not going up.
Uh-huh.
And in the meantime, I'm looking at the doctor, and he's like, you know, I'm into healing people and not causing people pain. And I'm like, yeah, I know that. I need the pain medication. So that's where I thought he was going with. And all of a sudden, he snapped my wrist back into place, and I let out another cuss word.
Nice.
But the pain went away. And he told me I had surgery the following day. So I had a following surgery. They stuck rods and pins and everything into the wrist. And in the meantime, when I was, after the surgery happened, I had this soft cast, not a real soft cast, but a cast on, and one of the rods popped out of the hand.
Oh.
So a normal surgery, it basically took the moral of the story is don't walk on a roof because it'll take you about a year and a half if you fall and break your wrist.
Actually, and, if you see a branch, just leave it there.
Leave it. Right. Leave the branch there.
It'll fall eventually.
Correct. Correct. And I don't even have full strength to the hand of my left hand anymore. But the doctor told me, he goes, you play golf? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, it's going to help you on your slice. Well, guess what? I don't have a slice anymore. But that hand, every time I look at it, I have this big scar on it. And I go by my uncle's house and my aunt's, and I look up at that roof, and I'm like, nope, I don't care if anything's on that roof. There could be $1 million there. I'm not touching that roof.
Right.
I won't touch the roof.
So an asteroid hit. I don't care.
Unless you want to add 10 yards to your game, then you might.
No. If I want to add 10 yards, I'll play the ladies' tee. That's what I'll do.
I got to fix my soccer game next.
Sean, great call, man. Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Are you holding
helium
your
leak?
Are you holding your nose?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm fine, and you?
We're asking folks to call in their summer injury story. What's yours?
Oh, yeah. Well, when my kids were little, my husband was taking them to school. And I had his own lawn business at that time, so he had one of those gigantic lawnmowers and a trailer.
Okay.
So I decided I was going to help him mow the lawn while he was gone.
Uh-oh.
So I took out
I just picture
lawn.
You being like 3 inches tall.
I was picturing a clothespin on your nose.
Like a Keebler elf on top of a giant warship.
The garden gnome.
I sound really weird because I'm talking on my phone.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, the phone.
You got one of those phones.
So
yeah.
Weird.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so I take the lawnmower down and I mow the lawn, and then I decide I'm going to put it back on the trailer. Oh, the one part I forgot to tell you is that my house was on top of a hill. My driveway was a hill. That's the important part to know. Anyway, so then I go to decide I'm going to put it back up, and obviously I realize that it's much harder than I thought it was going to be to put it back up on the trailer.
Uh-huh.
So it's coming back down on me, so I'm like, okay, I'm not going to let it run into the road and break because then I'll be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
So I decide, as it's coming down, I'm going to stick my right foot and put my heel down and so that I could have my foot to stop the lawnmower.
Right, that seems to work.
So
what kind of shoes do you have on?
A little bit. It stopped it. And I just put it aside, and I started walking around the lawn then. I'm going to put laundry on the clothesline. That's how long ago this was.
Right.
And when people don't do that anymore. And all of a sudden, I feel something moving around inside my foot.
Okay. Inside your foot.
Like, oh, my God. What the heck is going on? Then it starts to hurt. So I go inside, and I put ice on it. And when my husband comes home, he's like, what did you do? And I told him, and we went to the hospital and found out that I had broken my fibula, my fibula down at the bottom of my foot.
Right.
Meets from your leg to your foot. And it was actually rolling. The bone had separated, and it was actually rolling around inside my foot.
Oh, right.
You had like a loose part.
Exactly. Right.
Floating around inside your foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a paint can.
It was quite painful, but so I never mowed the lawn anymore.
Yeah, probably
no,
shouldn't.
That's good. Yeah, you were out of the lawn mowing business.
Yeah, you're more like a hedge trimmer now.
It worked though; you stopped it from going backwards.
It's true. Yeah, it did work.
I did because I didn't want it to go into the street because I figured, oh God, if he comes home and he sees the lawnmower parts on the road, he's not going to be very happy.
No, but this made me really happy. I found your toes on the lawn.
That's why I thought it was going to get real bad.
Want these back?
I sacrificed my foot for the lawnmower. There you go.
Wow.
Patty, nice story. Thank you.
Dedication.
Glad you're okay.
That's dedication.
Weekend.
Okay, you too.
There's one more.
Bye.
Wow.
I don't think it's the phone.
No.
Making her voice like that.
No.
Yeah.
I like her voice.
I've never had a phone do that to my voice.
No.
That would happens be to me all the time.
The microphones, the phones.
Yeah, she actually has a very sultry voice.
That's right. Ruth has a very deep voice. It's the microphone who does that.
This is Ruth.
That's right. Sue in Milford.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
The opposite of Patty.
Come on, pick on my voice again. I got a funny story that I witnessed as a teenager.
You sound like you're holding in a hit.
Right, let it release. Let's go.
No, I don't smoke this. That's my cancer medication.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
Yeah. But anyway, let me tell you this story. So I was about 14, and I have friends that were older, and we're driving around town in Milford with bags over our head. Our plan was just to drive around and pick up.
You either do this all the time, or you told the story already.
I don't think I told you guys this.
Bags over your head. Okay.
Okay. There's multiple people who do this thing.
It's the Milford way. I do sometimes myself.
You don't want to be seen in Milford?
Sometimes myself. No. Yeah. Yeah. Certain neighborhoods, you know, like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
We were kids. I was 14.
Right.
The oldest in the car was 16 driving, right?
With bags over your head.
Responsible. With their eye holes? Yes.
So we pick up this guy on Haven Avenue from Dairy Queen. And this guy ends up turning out to be a real famous guy in Milford now. His commercials are on TV, on your show, everything. But anyway, he was hitchhiking. We got the bags on.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Now we investigate.
Who do you think it is?
Oh, famous guy
in Milford?
In Milford.
Commercials,
yeah.
And this was a while back.
It's Bobby Crabtree. Yeah, was it?
He owns multiple businesses.
Multiple businesses.
Always on commercials.
Always on
Bobby
commercials.
Crabtree?
I didn't say that.
You didn't say
that's
that.
A yes.
Yep.
Does that mean yes?
Okay. Go ahead.
So we pick him up hitchhiking, and he gets in. Who in their right mind is going to get in the car with people with bags over their heads, right?
One man.
So we pick him up. We pick him up in front of Dairy Queen, and he wants to go to, I don't know, Woodmont or something. So all along the way, he's looking, and we're not speaking anything. And the driver, she's going, Oma, like talking some big language. And, finally, after we get a couple blocks up, the girl next to me says to him, take your pants off. And he opened the door and, boom, she fell out onto the street and rolled over into the gutter. And we called that. I don't know if he got hurt,
I guess this is technically a summertime
injury.
Injury. It's right. More of like a kidnapping.
Yeah. A failed attempt. Yeah.
Hey, you can't be kidnapped if you're hitchhiking. We let him out.
You can't be kidnapped if you're hitchhiking.
You didn't let him out. He ditched the ride.
Right. I think we need to call whoever that guy's wife is and get her one last day on the force.
This is why he sells cars now. I'm not going for a ride, anybody else?
Hey, I didn't say nothing about cars, man, except the one I was in.
Right.
Did I just get into a car with a cult? What is going on in here?
Right? Would you even think about getting in with there's three people, four people?
You make it sound like it's his mistake getting in the car with you.
Right.
No shit. Would you get in the car
No S.
No S.
No S, yes. Gotcha.
Oh, so you were teaching him a lesson?
Right.
I don't know what the moral is here.
The paper bags? Of the story I want to know more about the bags.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruth wants to know, did the bags have eye holes?
Were they like
Yeah, they did.
Like the unknown comic.
Remember the time that unknown comic came out?
Yes, yes.
And he had the brown bag with the eyes. That's
okay.
What we look
right.
Like.
Okay.
Unknown comic.
Okay. What going for, yeah. Right.
I think you have a point. I don't think I'd get into a car that pulled over and people wearing bags on their heads.
I'll get the next one.
Yeah. Anyway, it was stick up. I'm good.
Yeah.
But it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
In a wacky kind of way.
A long time ago. We were kids, you know.
Yeah. All right, Sue.
So. I thought you could enjoy a laugh.
Yeah, you did.
We put a smile on my face. Thank you,
Sue. Yes.
All right. Nice talking to you. Guys.
Nice talking to you, and you're in the running. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes.
Not hanging out with you ever, though.
No.
Yeah, no rides from Sue.
Yeah, if you're driving, I'm not going.
Thank you, Sue.
She sounds fun.
Truth Lori in Manchester.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I'll tell it as quickly as possible. Last August, I go out to this place, Bluff Point. It's out on the ocean. And it's a rock jetty, and I sit out and try to, you know, get rid of the day's woes or whatever.
Right.
And then, you know, like when it's low tide, you can climb down the rock jetty and find treasure or stuff, you know, that kind of thing. So
find treasure?
Like a watch?
Yeah, you know, like...
like in the Goonies?
When the tide comes in, you never know what you're going to find in the rocks. You find jewelry, you find
person,
you know, clams, crabs, whatever.
Right. Okay.
So I just, you know, just look for stuff, interesting stuff on my way down. And this time I happened to sit too long and didn't realize that it was getting dark and the dew started to gather on the rocks. And I took my first step down and bit it right at the top and tumbled down the entire rock jetty and fell almost almost to the bottom when my leg got stuck in a hole, only I was still going.
So you're here for miles, though.
Get out of the hole.
Wow.
I broke my fibula off the side. My tibia broke and came through the front of my leg. And
to the lighthouse.
Summer over.
Right.
It was exactly. It was August. All the fairs were starting. It was so. Yeah, I landed in
kickball
the water.
League.
It was like a scene from Jaws.
Right. There's no boating accident.
Perfect end.
Nice.
Lori, thank you.